Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. How are you today? I'm Amanda. I wish you all fine. And today, I would like to accompany you for the next 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 23rd March, Saturday 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, as well as other information and, of course, entertaining Indonesian pop songs. Listeners, we begin our program with news. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inspect suddenly building materials stores in West Lombok. Minister Wiranto cheers the security preparedness of 2019 general elections. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo visited a building shop in Bleka Village, Gerun District, Central Lombok Regency. This impromptu arrival was carried out on the sidelines of President walking visit in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. To reporters, President Joko Widodo affirmed that he wanted to check the stock of building materials in one of the building shops in Lombok. He said that Lombok needs the availability of building materials so that reconstruction and rehabilitation of homes affected by the earthquake may run smoothly. At the building site, President Joko Widodo talked with the shop owner, Mariam. She said that so far the building material in Lombok have always been available.
Saya datang ngecek ini loh, ngecek penjualan semen.
I suddenly checked the sale of cement stock and light steel stock. I asked the shop owner, there is no problem with the selling price. So cement is no problem, ma'am. Alhamdulillah, there is never a problem. Cement has no problem. So there is no problem. This is what I want to check. I'm worried if the money comes out later and people want to buy the materials, but the materials are not available. They are all yes, madam. The sending takes place smoothly. We want to ensure that we have disbursed the money, but there is no building material. Previously, during a dialogue with the earthquake-affected residents in Hatka Building in Narmada Sub-District Central Lombok Regency, President Joko Widodo said that he had ordered Minister of State on Enterprises Rini Sumarno to push the availability of building materials needed for the construction of anti-earthquake houses such as cement and light steel. The president also said that the government financial aid worth 5.1 trillion rupiah has already been disbursed in West Nusa Tenggara and is ready to be spent for the construction and rehabilitation of houses affected by the earthquake. On another occasion, President Joko Widodo appreciated the enthusiasm of residents affected by the earthquake in West Nusa Tenggara NTB to build anti-earthquake houses. He said the earthquake-resistant house model is a must, given the condition of West Nusa Tenggara is prone to earthquakes. This was stated by President Joko Widodo when meeting residents affected by the earthquake in West Lombok on Friday. As reported by the Republika Online, President Joko Widodo said that on the one hand, Lombok has beautiful nature and a very special fertile land. On the other hand, the Lombok region is prone to disaster including earthquakes. Therefore, President Joko Widodo called for the Lombok people to understand the condition of their earthquake-prone areas and prepare earthquake-resistant houses. Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Wiranto led the preparedness of Indonesian National Armed Forces TNI, Indonesian National Police Polri and components of securing the 2019 simultaneous general elections. Antara News Agency reported that in his remarks at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base Jakarta on Friday, Minister Wiranto said that the 2019 general elections is an Indonesian Democratic Party that would become a milestone because it is about to be carried out simultaneously throughout Indonesia. The simultaneous elections will be a legacy of pride as well as being in the spotlight of international world related to the whether the Indonesian nation is able to carry out political consolidation with democracy and integrity in order to elect national leaders. According to him, the success or failure of this democratic event depends on all stakeholders involved directly or indirectly. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri has claimed that the administration of Joko Widodo Yusuf Kalla has fulfilled their campaign promise to create 10 million jobs within 5 years. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Dakiri said in Jakarta on Friday that in fact the government could have created 10,540,000 jobs within 4 years. But Indonesian unemployment rate remains high enough, partly because of the skill gap among job seekers. He also said that the promise was fulfilled within 4 years or 1 year earlier than the targeted time, and the employment rate is partly triggered by failure of job seekers to meet certain skills that employers demand. He also explained that the main problem of unemployment in Indonesia is closely related to the skill gap and not the unavailability of jobs. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing conducted an assessment with the private sector to build 2 dams through the government and business entity cooperation scheme. As quoted by CNN Indonesia, Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyo said in Jakarta on Friday that in 2019 the government targets to build 15 dams. The figure is moderate compared to the realization of dam construction in 2018, as many as 14 dams. He emphasized that the figure had not yet reached President Joko Widodo's target, namely as many as 60 to 65 dams in the 5 years under his leadership. Minister Basuki also said that construction will continue until 2022. The last item, head of the East Nusa Tenggara Province Marine Affairs and Fisheries Service, Ganep Wargiyanto, said that starting in 2019, the regional provincial government would export seaweed directly from Tenau Port Kupang. As reported by Antara News Agency, Ganep explained in Kupang on Friday that the direct export made the marketing of seaweed products from the province based on islands more effective and efficient and could increase sales value. So far, the marketing chain of marine and fishery products from this region for export has been through other regions such as Surabaya in East Java. As a result, it takes longer and the costs are relatively higher. He added that seaweed to be directly exported would be supplied from community production, which is spread widely in Kupang Regency and Rote Nadau District. Well, listener, that was news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the next program is News Across the Country, in which we will present you latest information coming from across Indonesia in a week.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news came from Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Pakolor Indah Marine and Fisheries Community Group in Bentenan Satu Village, Posumaindo Sub-District, managed to rescue Haubox turtles, which fishermen captured when laying eggs on Monday morning. Head of Fisheries Resources Supervision Section, Southeast Minahasa Marine and Fisheries Service, Tommy Hamel, in Ratahan last Thursday, said that the hawksbill turtle had been valued at 300,000 rupiah before being rescued. He said after the turtle was secured by the community group, it was released immediately and returned to the sea on Tuesday, March the 19th. Meanwhile, the head of the Southeast Minahasa Marine and Fisheries Service, Fekki Monigir, admitted that the coastal area in Posumayan sub-district and its surroundings is where turtle species lay eggs. He also reminded the community to care for protected animals which are threatened their survival. The next news came from Siak Riau. The Siak region Al-Fadri strives for Kenduri Apem, which is held in the Islamic month of Rajab, to enter the local tourism calendar to support the established halal tourism program. While attending Kenduri Apem with the Siak Malay Customary Society last Thursday, Al-Fadri said that Kenduri Apem or Apem Cake Party was a gathering event when entering Rajab month. Apem cake is made with the basic ingredients of rice flour so that it has a soft texture. The chairperson of the Siak Customary Society, Tengku Haji Uwan Said, hopes that next year not only Kenduri Appam will be conducted but also the Appam Festival. So every district competes to make Appam cake with various creation. The latest news came from Malang, East Java. The Cultural Heritage Preservation Office of Trowulan, East Java, found a wall that stretched from east to west in the Sekaran site area, Sekarpuro Village, Pakis District, Malang Regency. The chair of the archaeological team of the Preservation Office of East Java Trowulan Cultural Heritage, Wicaksono Dwi Nugroho, on Thursday said that with the discovery of the barrier wall, there was still a lot of potential to find other relics of the pre-Majapahit era. Wicaksono added from the findings that were successfully mapped, it could be concluded that the site consisted of clusters with several buildings. However, he cannot yet ascertain how long the dividing walls extends from the east to the west. These findings, seen from the structure, have a northeast-southeast orientation and still have considerable potential to be found in the remains of other foundations. Well, that was news from Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, after this, we will present you information about historical events happening on 23rd March.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Today in History. We begin Today in History with the information about World Meteorological Day. World Meteorological Day, or better known as World Meteorological, Climatological, and Geophysical Day, was established based on Convention of March 23, 1950, about the establishment of the United Nations Agency for Meteorology, namely the World Meteorological Organization. The commemoration of World Meteorological Day shows the important contribution of national meteorological and hydrological services for the safety and prosperity of society. The event is celebrated by 188 member states of the World Meteorological Organization through various activities across the world. The next information is about the inauguration of Adam Malik as the third Vice President of Indonesia. Adam Malik began his career as a journalist and national movement figure. In 1963, Adam Malik began his journey in the cabinet as Minister of Trade as well as Deputy Admiral of Operation 1, the highest command economic operation. In 1964, he was the Indonesian delegate at the Trade and Development Commission of UN. Adam Malik reached the peak of his career when he was appointed as the Indonesian Vice President by People's Consultative Assembly on March 28, 1978, succeeding Hamengkubuwono IX. The last information is about the death of the first Singaporean Prime Minister, Lee Kuan Yew. Lee Kuan Yew was Singaporean Prime Minister from 1959 to 1990. He was still considered as an influential political despite of his resignation as the Prime Minister. During Goh Chok Tong's administration, Lee Kuan Yew was a senior minister. Lee Kuan Yew passed away on March 23, 2015 in Singapore due to pneumonia. Before his death, his condition got more critical since he was hospitalized on February the 5th, 1915. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song entitled Seribu Tahun Lamanya or A Thousand Years, sung by G. Kustik. You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, the next segment is about the latest information about techno-sociopreneur. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Kemenkop and IPB developed techno-socialpreneur. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises cooperates with the Bogor Agricultural Institute to work together to develop techno-socialpreneur among students and business players in cooperatives and micro, small and medium enterprises in Indonesia. Techno-socialpreneur is entrepreneurship based on technological and social innovation. The cooperation was realized through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Secretary of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Meliadi Sembiring, and Director of the Bogor Agricultural Institute, Arif Satria, in the launching of the Cooperative and Social Business Initiative, or COSBI, in Jakarta Wednesday. On that occasion, Meliadi said that the Bogor Agricultural Institute, besides researching, also wanted to apply the results. Then it will be perfect if they can be applied in the community. Meliadi emphasized that the ministry, together with the institute, would develop technopreneur and social entrepreneur in the environment of cooperatives and small and medium enterprises. Meliadi said that building technopreneur and social entrepreneur was more appropriate through cooperatives. The cooperatives principle provides mutual benefits so that the economy of the surrounding community is lifted. He stressed that today it needed an effort to build a humanist entrepreneur who contribute to the lives of others. Meliadi added many things could be cooperated with the institute, including developing cooperative fields extension agents throughout Indonesia and developing an integrated business service center, which to date has 61 units throughout Indonesia. Cooperation is also carried out in entrepreneurship and vocational training programs. On the same occasion, Director of the Institute, Arif Satria, revealed that cooperation with the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises could be a positive energy in the empowerment of cooperatives and small and medium enterprises. Arif Satria added, this MOU covers education, research, and community service related to the empowerment of cooperatives and micro, small, and medium enterprises in Indonesia. Moreover, the Bogor Agricultural Institute has a vision of the future that wants to make it a university of technopreneur and social entrepreneur. Arif is optimistic that this collaboration can reduce the gap between technological progress and the ability of farmers who are still low through technology transformation to farmers. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises and the Bogor Agricultural Institute develop techno-socialpreneur.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cerita lama dan tawa. asalkan terus kau simpan dalam sudut jiwa, ku kan dapat merasakannya. Ingat dan teruslah kau kenang-kenang semua kata-kata tak perlu kau ucapkan juga, asalkan terus kau simpan dalam sudut jiwa, ku kan selalu merasakannya.
Of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Ingatlah or Remember by Monita. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will give you information about the latest information about our culture, tourism, and local wisdom. Especially, we will talk about Apekek. And listener, here is our program, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Jakarta has various kinds of typical foods which should be tasted. In today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you one of typical foods which has different shape and taste, namely apekek. Apekek appeared for the first time in Jakarta. People say that a lot of people mention the cake with the name Apekek because of asking and answering among the vendors and buyers. At the time, a buyer asked, "Ini kue ape bang?" Or in English means, "How do you call this cake, mister?" And then the vendor answered, "Ini kue ape neng?" Or in English means, "This is Apekek." Ape in Betawi language means what? Betawi is an Australian ethnic group native to the city of Jakarta. Since that time, the cake has been called Ape cake. The cake has shape like pancake and its diameter is around 15 cm. The cake has distinctive shape, namely thick in the middle, thin and crunchy at the edge of the cake. The cake usually has light or green colors. When biting the cake for the first time, the edge of the cake tastes crunchy like cracker. This part of the cake is usually beaten for the first time by people. Meanwhile, at the middle of the cake is soft. In
In Jakarta, usually Ape cake, which has a nickname Serabi Jakarta, is sold at front of schools and along the edge of the streets surrounding shopping centers by using cart. Ape cake is consumed more deliciously when still warm. Because of its sweet flavor, the cake, which is made from flour, coconut milk, and sugar, is appropriate to enjoy with a cup of tea or coffee. If you visit Jakarta, please set your time to enjoy Ape cake, which has delicious taste and cheap price. That was our segment Indonesian Wonderful Today. I'm Putri Safriyadila. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listen, that was a song entitled Prahara Cinta or The Battle of Love, entitled a song by Hedi Yunus. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listener, for the next segment, we will give you information about the latest events happening across Indonesia in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Miscellany. Today, it's about Bali Spirit Festival 2019. Bali Spirit Festival, or Bali Yoga Festival, will enter its 12th year in 2019. This event takes place very consistently every year, so that it becomes the biggest yoga event in Indonesia, even one of the biggest in the world. As revealed by one of the media from China, the South China Morning Post. This year, the Bali Spirit Festival is held from March 24th until 31st at the Bali Purnati Santar Foundation, Ubud. Bali Spirit Festival is a paradise for lovers of yoga, music, and dance that illustrates the Balinese Hindu concept of Trihita Karana, that is about the harmony of life with the spiritual, social, and natural environment. The Bali Spirit Festival 2019 presents inspiration, new discoveries, and opportunities to influence more positive change. Chairman of the 2019 Ministry of Tourism's calendar of events, Asti Reko Astuti, also assessed that this event's contribution was very economically substantial. Based on data from the Ministry of Tourism, in the past 5 years, the contribution of income from the Bali Spirit Festival was quite high. In addition, the Minister of Tourism, Arif Yahya, considers that this event can nurture and arouse the potential of the individuals who are participants. This year's Bali Spirit Festival agenda is quite intense. There are more than 300 workshops, seminars, and master classes for 7 days of implementation, including dance and movement, healing, self-development, and breathing exercise. One of the activities is the Bhakti Nights. It is a program that displays Balinese music, songs, and prayers for 7 consecutive days at night, with inspirational local and international artists as the performers. In addition, there are also We Love Family Day program dedicated to children. For those of you who like culinary, this event also provides Dharma Fair, the night market, with more than 60 vendors selling locally made products. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you on the next Miscellany with other interesting topic.
Voice of Indonesia. Terima kasih. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song sung by Reza entitled Pertama or the First. Well, listener, you're still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will give you information about our music, and today we will present you a song, so hopefully you will enjoy it.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me, Putri, in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Air Mata Ibu. The song tells about the great dedication of a mother in human life. Beginning from being pregnant, giving birth, and giving love for good, she dedicates her life to her children. The song gives universal messages for human beings in order to honor parents, especially mother. Vocal character of Subarja HS, which is strong, makes the song more melodious. No wonder, because Subarja HS was the winner of Bintang Radio dan Televisi for keroncong genre in 1980s. A number of other achievements in keroncong music have been achieved by him. Bintang Radio dan Televisi is a singing contest which is held by Radio and Television of Republic of Indonesia. Well, listener, here is Air Mata Ibu, sung by Subarja HS. I'm Berisa Friadela. See you on the next Music Corner.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
listener, we end our program English Language Broadcasting. We would like to thank you for your attention and for listening to our program. And don't forget, listeners, stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency SW3325 kHz and website on www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to also visit our fan page on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and also Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voiindonesia, and email us on voi@voinews.id.